This is the DAT News broadcast, and we're going to be talking about the war in France, Germany, Europe, and Japan.
Breaking news. Japan just minutes ago attacked Pearl Harbor. Why were tensions rising between the U.S. and Japan? Well, Japan invaded Indochina, but the U.S. protested by cutting off trades with Japan. This trading act completely cut off the only thing that Japan's leaders cannot live without. Oil for the year for their machines, but the only way Japanese could get oil now was by seizing the Dutch East Indies, but the mighty U.S. stood in their way. We have just got more important info on Pearl Harbor. The ship called the Oklahoma sank almost immediately. All 415 men aboard were drowned to death. And the Arizona was terrible. It had caught fire and had been lost beneath the waves. She took just about 1,000 men with her. December 8, 1941. It's the day after the Pearl Harbor bombing. President Roosevelt has just given a speech to a shocked nation. Today, within an hour. Our Congress has declared war on the Japanese. We are finally finished with isolationism. It is time to fight. We are tired of people messing with us.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alexander Romanelli, and on The Late Show, we are going to talk about Mexicans in World War II. Please welcome my guest at this time, Pedro Garcia. Welcome, Pedro. It's nice to have you on the show. Thank you, Alexander. It's nice to be here. Pedro, I got a couple questions for you. Were there any other Mexicans in your unit? Yes. Yes, there were. My friend Armando, Marcio, and Mario. Those are my friends, and there were 20 others. We were not the only ones in the unit. There were whites, too. What was it like to be fighting non-segregated? It was cool. Really cool. There were some racial slurs toward me and my Mexican friends. Other than those slurs, everything was okay. The fighting was rough overseas. We were on a carrier in the Pacific, and although our quarters on the ship were separate, we fought together. It was cool to see some Mexican sergeants and other leaders. Were there a lot of Mexicans in the Navy? Yes, there were. Some of us were cooks, janitors, and fighters. There were more than 10,000 of us in the Navy. Oh. Did you go to Japan or stay just in the Pacific? I did go to Japan. When I was in Japan, I was there to find the spot for the nuke. The ship brought me into the harbor, and I was given a car, and I had to find a city that we can bomb. I did spend a couple days in Japan, and I heard and saw the bomb go off. Oh. Other than that, what was it like being a sailor? Pretty cool. When we were not fighting, I had some fishing nets, and I caught us some fish dinner. Breakfast and lunch. But the best part is that I'm serving my country and I'm doing the right thing. Oh, thank you, Pedro. I'm so sorry. We are out of time. Tune in next week and we will have the story on the atomic bomb and the guys who created it and dropped it.
Have you ever been made fun of because you have bad breath? Well, D'Angelo's D-Paste can fix that, giving you minty fresh breath and snow white teeth. D'Angelo also makes shampoo. This shampoo helps promote healthy scalp and hair down to the roots. Deepu is a shampoo for you. Do you have to wash your clothes over and over just to get a simple stain out? Well, Griffin's washer can fix that. My washer will get every little stain out and spins your clothes in numerous ways to do so. When that is to clean your clothes. But my vacuum cleaner helps keep your house clean and tidy. It takes out all of the dust in your carpet or on your floor. It helps your room smell refreshing and puts you in a relaxing mood. Griffin's washer and vacuum cleaner will keep your household in the best condition.